Hey everyone, welcome to the Balanced Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Marie-Pierre, and for all my English friends out there, you can call me Marie. I am a registered dietitian with a background in psychology. My passion in life is to help individuals heal their relationship with food and their bodies. If you're tired of dieting and tired of restriction, you are at the right place. I'm hoping that this podcast will help and support you as you heal your own relationship with food and your body, and give you the tools, the resources, and the knowledge that you need to finally ditch the diets. Every week, you will be hearing from guest experts and myself on all things food, body, and mind. I am so happy that you're here, and I cannot wait to support you on your journey. Let's get started. Hello, hello, hello. How are you doing? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so happy that you are here, that you are listening, and I'm really happy that we get to connect. So today we have a solo episode with myself, but we are also blessed with the presence of Odin. So Odin is my new dog. We got a dog a month and a half ago now. His name is Odin, and he is sleeping right underneath my desk as I am recording this for you guys. So he's kind of here in spirits with us. So a few weeks back on Instagram, I polled my audience to know what types of topics you want more content around, more support around. And something that came up very often was, you know, body image. So really being in a place of, you know, fearing gaining weight from intuitive eating, being able to accept ourselves at a higher weight, COVID and weight gain. So I thought today we would do another episode on the subject, on talking about weight gain and how to support ourselves through it and how to cope with weight gain. So let's get started in this topic. First of all, how do you feel about gaining weight? Where is your mindset at? Does that make you feel uncomfortable, the thought of your body changing? If you said yes to any of this, just know that you are not alone, right? The fear of weight gain is understandable in the society that we're in, and if you were raised by a family or surrounding that really praised the thin ideal, which I think, unfortunately, a lot of us grew up in those household. So it is common to feel this way. A lot of it has to do with our own internal fat phobia of what we believe a fat body means and what we believe weight gain means, right? So today I want to talk about weight gain, but I want to talk more precisely around weight gain and COVID, right? As we are now in spring 2021, COVID has been around for over a year now, and now the vaccines are rolling out, which is wonderful. And however, a lot of people are coming out of COVID with their body being different. Right, we heard all the jokes at the beginning of how our body might have changed. And I just want to unpack that first before we talk about the coping and managing and really tolerating the discomfort that may come with it. So let's first talk about gaining weight during this pandemic. And you've probably heard this a few times. You've probably read about it. And if not, I'm happy that you're hearing it now. The fact that your body gained weight, put on fat during this pandemic is not a bad thing. We may not like it. We may not feel comfortable with it. But it is not a bad thing. Your body has been able to take care of you through the whole pandemic. It has been able to survive. It has been able to support you. And that is what we really want to focus on. There are many different reasons why someone gains weight and why we put weight on our body, right? And it's not as easy as what diet culture of tells us around calories in versus calories out. And I hope by now, by listening to me, you know this. There's a lot more to it than just that. And for one part, stress is a big factor, right? When your body perceives that there's a threat and wants to protect you. And my friend, the pandemic was a big threat. And some of us were impacted in our everyday life. Some of us were impacted financially. A lot of us were isolated, or I would say all of us, hopefully. If you're listening to this, I hope you're staying home. So a lot of us, you know, we didn't have our coping skills to try to take care of ourselves anymore. Like a lot of that was taking away from us and the stress was increased and we couldn't see our friends and our family. So it's been a really hard year. It has not been easy. And the truth is that you made it through. You are here today listening to the podcast because you made it through, right? And we are still going through. And if that entails that your body has changed, how can we make that okay? Right? Our body will change through time. Always. Your body is not this piece of clay. We are not Barbie dolls. It is meant to change. And the fact that it may have changed a lot in the past year is a normal thing. So our goal here will be to not fall back into diet culture, not fall back into restrictive patterns. Because we do know, for a fact, that diets don't work. We do know that restriction will often lead more to disordered eating, to binge eating, to overeating, right? And the cycles just continues. So you may ask yourself, well, then what? What do I do? I feel uncomfortable. My body has changed. Well, the first part is just the acknowledgement, right? Just acknowledging that my body feels uncomfortable, right? Acknowledging that our body has a biological drive to survive, right? That's what it wants to do. And when we are stressed, if we have been restricting for every reason, your body wants to protect you. And putting more fat on your body is actually energy that your body would be able to use. And that's just how your body knows how to take care of you, right? So acknowledging like, okay, there is discomfort. I get it. Understanding that my body was trying to protect me. I get it. And then we want to understand, what am I making this mean about me? So if I gain weight, what's the story that I'm building around this? What do I believe to be true about myself now that my body has changed? Right? Do I believe that it's my fault, that I should have done better, that it means that I'm not motivated enough or disciplined? Right? Do I believe that I'm unhealthy now? Do I believe that I won't be as successful or I'm not as attractive? What are the thoughts that are leading to that discomfort for you? And again, here, I just want to add that there are some thoughts that our logical brain can be like, okay, no, I know that, you know, I'm still attractive. I know that I can still be as successful, but sometimes it feels different. And there's like a disconnection between those two thoughts, right? And that's okay. So just knowing that, but also understanding where those thoughts come from. So if you came up with maybe like, we'll just use like unhealthy, like I'm scared that I'm now unhealthy. Then we'll want to dive deep, being like, okay, where does this come from? What have I been told about larger bodies? What have I been told around weight gain and starting to unpack, right? So the understanding of where it comes from can be really supportive in just understanding your own thought patterns, right? Because that emotion of fear and discomfort comes from somewhere. And we know that, you know, our society is fat phobic, and that can be the main and only reason why we fear weight gain, right? We want to belong. We want to fit in. And if we feel like our body is not appreciated or our body will not be safe anymore, we may not be able to belong. it's normal that it's creating that fear. It's normal that it's creating that pain, right? So being able to understand that is really important. And then we learn to create some space, right? We want to be able to create some space to allow the feels, to allow all the feelings to be there, but then to make a conscious decision of like, okay, and now what do I choose to do? What aligns with me? We all have body autonomy. We all get to decide what we want to do. However, if you are listening to this, my spidey sense tell me that going on another diet may not be what you want to do, right? Trying to restrict again, trying to micromanage again may not be the path that you want to choose. Possibly, if you're listening to this, you want to learn to heal your relationship with food and body even when it feels uncomfortable. Right? So allowing yourselves to take that space to be like, okay, and then what? Now that my body has changed, is there a possibility that I can still continue to take care of it? Is there a possibility that I can accept the change in order to continue to take care of it? Right? Because we know that going down the restrictive path or going down a diet path is not necessarily aligned with health. It's not necessarily aligned with what you want to do, right? And if you're not sure, maybe like try to think about maybe the other times you were dieting. Hey, 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 I'm just stopping this podcast episode to tell you about a workshop that is coming up. So this May, so in a month from now, May 25th to 27th, I will be doing a free workshop on emotional eating. So after asking you guys what you wanted to learn about, the thing that came up most popular was emotional eating. And I mean, I don't blame you. It's been a very emotional time in the last year. So if you are interested in joining this workshop on May 25th to 27th at 12 p.m. Eastern time, you can go to www.thebalancepractice.com/workshop. You can sign up for free today and you will learn all about emotional eating. So we are going to go through really understanding it, understanding the cravings and the triggers and reconnecting to yourself and finding new ways for you to cope. So if you have been struggling with emotional eating or maybe something that is on your mind, I invite you to join us for this free event. All right, let's get back to the episode. Right? And then what we would want to do is to stop weighing yourself, right? Because the number on the scale can be really harmful. I don't believe that you should weigh yourself for any reason aside from like medical reason. And even at that, there's very limited times that you actually need to be weighed, right? Like most of the time you don't, right? We want to learn to trust our body without having to weigh ourselves. And often the scale causes way more harm than good. Right? So regardless if you gain weight and then feel really bad because you see the number go up and then the value we attach to that. But if the scale goes down, right, we also attach value to that as well. We now want to really focus on reconnecting to our body and feeling comfortable. 2 weeks ago in the podcast on summer bodies, we talked about that connection to our bodies. This is something that we want to really tune into. We really want to tune into that connection to our bodies and making sure that we're continuing to connect and not disconnecting. And that we're building a space where we feel more comfortable within our body, which can be making sure that the clothes that we wear fit, right? So if you try clothes from last year that no longer fits, it's allowing yourself to be like, okay, that's okay, and I'm going to wear clothes that fit my body here and now, right? We want to focus on all the things that our body does for you. You may not be at a space right now where you can appreciate your body, for its looks, which is honestly not necessarily ever a goal. But you may not be at a place where you can love your body or even maybe accept right now. Maybe the acceptance piece is really hard. But we can maybe focus on all the things that your body does for you. So really working on those gratitudes and that body respect of like, hey, maybe my body changed this year. Right? Maybe my body grew. But I am so grateful that my body kept me alive. But I'm so grateful that my body allows me to hug my dog every day, right? So really focusing on those things that our body allows us to do, right? And we want to continue to allow ourselves to feel that suck, because the truth is, listening to this one podcast may not take all the discomfort away, and that's not the goal, right? The goal when we are connecting to ourselves is really learn to tolerate the suck and allow ourselves to sit in the suck and feel the feels, understand where they're from, and seeing how we can continue to take care of ourselves outside of it. Now, the added bonus is that we live in diet culture, which means that there are a lot of ads, there is a lot of people who are talking about like lose the COVID weight or whatever the case may be. So being just maybe a little bit more aware of the diet culture messaging around us and how we are internalizing it. Because that part is hard too, right? It's hard to heal that relationship with ourselves. And then we are kind of surrounded by diet culture, which makes it a little harder. So just being aware of those messages that are coming in, maybe it's time to set those boundaries and really be sure that we're reconnecting with ourselves and knowing that that is okay. And my second to last tip for you is include more body diversity in your feeds. If all you are seeing all day long is people doing push-ups and crunches, trying to get their summer body on, yes, I'm like quoting this part, this probably not going to be helpful nor productive for you. So be sure that you're including bodies of every sizes in your feed, that you're allowing yourself to see bodies at every size, to include that diversity, to know that there is not just one type of body that is adequate. All bodies are adequate. And the last part, maybe to get outside support. If this is something that is possible for you, if you are able to, getting support from an anti-diet and health at every size dietitian or maybe a therapist or someone who can help you like process the weight gain and continuing to reconnect with your body through it all, maybe supporting you within the intuitive eating journey instead of going back to dieting. This is a good time to use that discomfort as a place to grow, right? To use this discomfort and the pain and the fear to realign with yourself and what matters to you and not react to the fear, but respond to the fear in a way that really aligns with the person that you are and the person that you want to be. I hope this solo episode was helpful for you. Reframing the weight gain during COVID is really important. And if it's no longer COVID time and you're listening to this, regardless, reframing weight gain and making peace with weight gain and stop associating negative value to weight gain is going to be really beneficial. And part of this too is like stop associating value with weight loss, right? If we overvalue weight loss and think it's the best thing ever, it's hard to not undervalue or criticize weight gain, right? Because it's the opposite thing. So on that note, my friends, I hope this was helpful for you, and I hope that you're able to continue to take care of yourself. Before we go today, I want to let you know that I will be offering a free workshop. It's free workshop time in May on emotional eating. So I have run this this workshop a few times last year, and now it's been revamped and updated to really support us through all the emotions that we may be feeling, right? When we feel emotional, food is often a wonderful way to cope, and sometimes it becomes a crutch. So if this is you and you need support in terms of your relationship to food and emotional eating, and you want to have access to me for 3 days, I will invite you to sign up for the free workshop. So it's going to be happening the end of May, so in 4 weeks from now. So it's going to be May 25th to 27th at 12 p.m. Eastern time, and the recording will be available. So you can sign up for the emotional eating workshop. So I really hope we'll get to connect there, and I hope that you enjoyed this episode. On that note, my friend, have a wonderful day, and I will catch you next week.